First, thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for being here. This conference is a labor of love. I think a lot of you know I've been on the planning committee something like 20-something years. And we really try hard to bring you the best of what's out there for continuing education. And our first panel is, you know, a good example of that. I know you all thought you all knew the meaning of the words as such, right? Well, apparently that's not as clear as we all thought it was. And so the very hot issue of imposing self-employment tax on limited partners is our first panel's discussion. We're very fortunate to have two people that know probably more about this subject than anybody else we could have asked. One of them, Lee Meyercourt, here in Dallas, here in Texas. So she's litigating one of the cases that's working through the system, and Anthony Sacco from IRS. Anthony worked on the proposals and the issues at IRS. He's probably the primary architect of them. And so, no? Okay, you're humble.
One of many.
One of many, okay.
But he doesn't want to take credit until we get the feedback.
You're getting people that aren't just, you know, speculating about what might be going on. You get to hear from people who actually are living it. So let me tell you a little bit about our speakers, and then I'll sit down and shut up because you want to hear them and not me. Lee is a Dallas tax attorney at Holland & Knight. She focuses her practice on tax controversy. The university would like me to tell you she is a UT law grad, and they're proud of her. She's board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization in tax law. And Anthony Sacco is an attorney at IRS in the National Office in the Pass-Throughs and Special Industries Division at IRS Chief Counsel. He's previously worked as a law clerk for the Senate Finance Committee, Democratic tax staff, and at one point for the Committee on Revenue in the state of Massachusetts. He has his law degree from the University of Pennsylvania Carey School of Law, a Master's of Public Administration from the Kennedy School, that impresses those of us that grew up in Boston, and a bachelor's degree from Princeton. And he is a specializes in, obviously, pass-throughs and special industries at the National Office. So please give them a good welcome, and we look forward to hearing what they have to say.
Thanks so much, Maxine. So thrilled to be here, particularly with Anthony. We've had the opportunity to speak before together. I will say I learned this morning that he said he's not a college football fan. So we're gonna forgive him for that, and we'll assume that this trip to Austin will get him on board with UT before going to the SEC championship this weekend. Okay, so we're going to talk about the self-employment tax exception for limited partners. And in particular, we're going to talk about what that means with respect to state law limited partners. So let's go ahead and jump in and see if I can operate this correctly. Okay, so we'll start with Anthony's going to talk about what the self-employment tax is, just to kind of set the table. We'll talk about the limited partner exception and the legislative history to that exception and what that tells us about the meaning of limited partner. We'll also talk about contemporaneous agency interpretations of limited partner. We'll talk about the proposed regulations, both the 1994 proposed regulations, which neither of us lived those. Anthony said recently he was only three at the 1994 regulations. So he's not going to talk from lived experience, but he'll share kind of what they said. Then we'll talk about the 1997 regulations, proposed regulations, which are much more informative. We'll talk about the case law involving non-state law limited partners, which, of course, is the infamous Rankenmeyer decision. And we'll talk about cases both before and after that. Then we'll get into the news of the limited partner exception, which is really the Sorbonne Capital decision, which came out last year, which imbued as such with more meaning than anybody ever thought possible. We'll talk about other pending cases, including the Sirius Solutions case, which is on appeal to the Fifth Circuit. That's going to be our first circuit court case deciding what limited partner means for purposes of this exception. We'll talk about Denham Capital Management, which had a trial in April, and it could be the first opinion that gives us a sense of what the functional test looks like from the courts.